This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
People often get tattoos to show what or who they love. But in some areas of Wisconsin, tattoos are being used to brand men, women, and children who are being sold for sex. As Danielle Kading reports, survivors and others are working to raise awareness around the signs of sex trafficking.
Nancy Yarbrough is a founder of a Milwaukee nonprofit that works with exploited women and children. Her own experiences led her to the work. She says a history of sexual assault caused her to become addicted to drugs and alcohol when she was 17.
My best friend at the time was maybe about 20 years older than I was, and her boyfriend was like the biggest drug dealer, and her brother was a pimp, and he had another brother that aspired to be one, apparently, because he set eyes on me.
At the time, Yarbrough thought being paid for sex would in a way make up for things that had been taken from her.
And then had the love, or the so-called love, of this guy that really said that I was his everything, but not really knowing that I was just his commodity.
On the weekends, Yarbrough would leave her parents' home in Milwaukee and go with her pimp and other girls wherever the money was, including truck stops on I-94. Yarbrough says one of the girls she was working with had a tattoo.
She had a bunny, like a Playboy bunny, in the nape of her back, you know, and his girls had those.
Morgan Young with the Wisconsin Department of Justice says it's not uncommon for women and girls working under one trafficker to have the same tattoo. She trains people how to spot tattoos used to brand victims of sex trafficking. Young says they often refer to loyalty or might look like barcodes to show they're for sale.
You might have like a dollar sign next to the pelvic region.
Young talked about branding at a recent event in Stevens Point called Tattoos for Triumph.
We'll talk about things to look for, including branding.
The idea was to raise money for survivors by offering discounted tattoos while also teaching tattoo artists and other community members how to recognize the signs of sex trafficking. Allie Burke organized the fundraiser and training. The Stevens Point mother of five says she hasn't been branded, but she knows what it's like to bear the marks of a painful past.
I am a survivor from rape. I have scars from the fight. And when I heard about trafficking and brands, I know how important it was for me to have that ugly past get covered up by something beautiful.
Her husband owns Monkey Wrench Tattoo Company, and together they founded Shielding Survivors Tattoo. The nonprofit connects survivors of sex trafficking with a shop in any Wisconsin county that will offer free cover-ups. Since starting the network last year, she says they've referred about a dozen people to shops around the state. Morgan Burke remembers at least one couple that came in for a tattoo that he now realizes was likely a brand.
And he kind of directed the whole conversation. He told me what she was going to get, and I was kind of put off by, you know, the whole conversation now, because I'm looking at her and she's not looking at me, she's not looking at him, she's kind of looking down at the ground.
All right, young lady. You ready?
I'm ready.
At the event, Burke was giving Sherry Hoffensberger her first tattoo.
I figured, why not? We're friends with Morgan and Allie, and it's a great cause to raise awareness for. So,
she didn't think sex trafficking was an issue in central Wisconsin.
I mean, it's eye-opening when you hear, you know, just how prevalent it is in the area.
The state's largest city, Milwaukee, has developed a reputation nationwide as a hotspot for sex trafficking. But the DOJ's Young says it's a problem that touches every county in Wisconsin.
We're starting to get better at identifying it. How Wisconsin ranks compared to other states, it's really hard to say. We just don't have data like that.
Young says part of the problem is that sex trafficking is hidden in plain sight. But if more people recognize the signs of exploitation, she hopes it'll make it harder for some men to justify buying sex. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.